18. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've invited Father Donovan to render our morning prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the feast of Saints Robert Bellarmine, and 795 years ago, St. Francis of Assisi received the stigmata, the wounds of our Lord in his hands and feet and side. And I've adapted a prayer written by St. Thomas More, the patron saint of politicians. Let us pray. Awesome. Lord, grant that we may be able in argument, accurate in analysis, strict in study, candid with our people, and honest with our adversaries. Sit with us at our desks, and listen with us to our people's plaints. Read with us in the library, and stand beside us in congressional session, so that today we shall not, in order to win a point, lose our souls. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Let us pray together the Lord, words that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thank you, Father. Next item is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Let's see.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present. We have a quorum. Next item is approval of the journal. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page 4 says second speakers, they were adjourned this session at 10:21.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
On page 3, under motions and notices, Congresswoman Whitehorn made a motion to commit the cultural committee. I think that is how she made the motion. It's the culture committee, not the cultural. If you want to be technical.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for September 16 as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next item is reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read a report out, ONCA 1968, an act to authorize and appropriate $135,000 to the Capital Asset Fund purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill was amended or adopted with as a committee substitute. A final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with 6 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Walker, Stabler, Bighorse, and Edwards. I would also like to report ONCA 1987, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with 6 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Bighorse, Edwards, Stabler, and Whitehorn. I'd also like to read out ONCA 1988. An act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with 6 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Bighorse, Edwards, Stabler, and Whitehorn. Finally, reporting out ONCA 1974, an act to authorize or an act to appropriate to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $2,162,450 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with 4 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Stabler, Whitehorn, and 2 absent, Bighorse and Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Walker.
Just point of clarification, the ONCA 1968 still has the $135,000 changed to $210,000. Does that committee report need to be changed?
I will update that.
Gotcha.
Any other reports of select committees? Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members. Government Ops met on ONCA 1977, met on September 11th. September the 12th, September the 16th. It's an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 and to establish an effective date. Sponsor was Eli Potts. Final action was due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. The committee would like to report sections 8, 12, 15, 16, 23, 24, 31, 33, 37, 39, 42, 45, 46, 48, 52, 53, 55, and 62. Back to appropriations as reviewed by Government Ops. There were 5 yes votes. And then Gov Ops also met on ONCA 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. The final action was due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes was Bighorse, Maker, Potts, Goodfox, Walker, and Tillman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
In an abundance of caution, I'd like to move to commit those sections reported out in this committee report of government operations back to the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other reports of select committees? Right. like to move ONCA 1968, 1987, 1988, 1974, and 79 to general order. Next is reports of standing committees. Any reports of standing committees? Seeing none. Next item is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'd like to read ONCR 1922, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 20 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow for a constitutional convention. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1922 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Next item is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 1983, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $464,159 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman.
ONCR 1921 is a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprises Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2020.
Thank you. ONCA 1983, ONCA 1984, and ONCR 1921 will advance to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Next item, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,756,099 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules and hold ONCA 1976 on General Order Day 2 on Thursday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. ONCA 1976 will be on General Order Day 2 on Thursday's agenda. Next item, General Order Day 3. Were amendments voted on in the order received. ONCA 1973, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount of $305,220 for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. The amendment is page 1, line 17. Strike 305,200. Insert $365,200. And that's the first one, right? Page 2, line 106. Strike 50,000 and insert 110,000 and adjust totals accordingly. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Could the sponsor of the amendment please explain the reason for the amendment?
Yes, I think we, in the spring session, I would think it was, we when we met with ENR, they talked about the lagoon project in Gray Horse, and one of the biggest issues is that it has never been maintained in all these years. So there is a grant coming forward to remediate the area, but in the meantime, there's still cleanup and things that have to be done. So this gives money toward the five-man committee to do one of two things. They can either contract the service and have them come out and have it and maintain it throughout the year, or to buy some equipment and hire someone to come out and maintain it through the year. And that's the purpose of it.
Congresswoman Edwards.
And that wasn't included in any capital budget that was...
No, this would be more of a labor. It's not a capital.
Congresswoman.
So is that going to be an annual expenditure of 60? Is it 60,
Congresswoman, could you speak in your microphone, please?
Is it $60,000 annually?
Yes.
To maintain it?
Yes. When you talk about these villages, it takes a lot of labor to keep the grass down, to keep the brush out, to trim the trees, to keep the trash out of there. You know, I think I've spoke to the committee before about people's attitude toward the villages, and that's where a lot of trash dumping goes on. So it's to give them an opportunity to at least start with the lagoon area and keep it maintained.
That's what I was speaking to, was just the lagoon area.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Just for some clarity, and I don't know if we had a chance to actually see the lagoon area, or if we all know where the lagoon area is actually located at Gray Horse Village, but it is not visible due to it being unkept since, and I don't know how long it's been unkept. And so actually to get to the lagoon to even try to repair it, the time and the cleanup that it's going to take is quite large. And like I said, you can't even see where the lagoon is, and people don't even know, a lot of don't know where it's located. And since it's never been kept up, we're in a situation now where we appropriated money in the spring to help with a grant that Congresswoman Stabler was speaking to earlier. And I believe Speaker Tillman is the one who was the sponsor of that legislation at the time, in hopes of getting a grant so that they can correct the problems they have out there with the lagoon, which is overflowing at this time and so overgrown that you can't even get to it. So I believe that I support this amendment because we definitely need to continue the upkeep of our villages and get in front, and to be able to get in front of this, we'll have to continue having this fee. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
I just wanted to add, too, I did check on rollover funds because the villages have that option now, and they don't expect there to be any rollover funds by the end of this year for the Gray Horse Village.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. The amendment passes. ONCA 1973 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next item on the agenda is the confirmation of appointee to Osage LLC. Would any member like Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to confirm the appointee Richard Perrier to the Osage LLC Board of Directors. The term's not designated on there, so whatever the term is that's with his appointment letter from the chief, but I'm agreeing to that.
Second. Motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
One abstention. Motion passes. Next item is motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet from 1 to 2:30 today.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to notice that the Appropriations Committee was able to work through their agenda this morning, and we will not be meeting this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.